Hey, John.
Hey, Nick.
Are you excited to spend the next 30 minutes talking about sound waves and frequencies and alpha waves?
Stop.
Okay.
That hurts.
And this is Stranger Still. Welcome, everybody, one and all, to another episode of Stranger Still,
where we answer the questions you never thought to ask.
Using our mouth.
And your brain ears.
And your brain ears.
Well, it's a complex system. That your ears are attached to your brain.
Yeah, your ears are connected to your
brain bone.
Oh, I'm Nick Wood.
I'm John Began.
And today we've got kind of an interesting topic for many reasons, because it's
one that I picked.
It's one that you picked. No, I was going to say that this has been on our list of things that you've wanted to cover since, like, we started doing this podcast 2 years ago.
Yeah, there are only three things I've ever wondered in the world.
Yeah.
One of them was, how do sound waves work?
Uh-huh.
One of them was, is matcha good for me?
Yeah, we did that one.
Yeah, and then the last one was, where do babies come from? Which we just didn't get around to that one yet.
Yeah, I'll show you off here.
Science doesn't know.
We're going to talk about how music affects your brain waves. So it's funky stuff, and it's totally psychedelic.
Mm-hmm.
And your brain is always a fun topic for us to cover, because there's a lot that we don't know. Which also means that, like, I was starting to research this. We put this up on a poll on our Facebook page so everyone could vote on it.
And decimated.
Yeah, it, like, got 7-9 more votes than the next topic. But as I started researching it, like, my worst nightmare came true, where I'm like, oh, God, I can't fill 30 minutes with this. just because, like, with our brain, there's a lot we know and there's a lot we don't know. And what we do know is fairly straightforward. So I was like, I don't know how I'm going to fill 30 minutes. But luckily, as I started looking into this, I found a few other topics that are related to this. And I think they'll fit into how music affects our brain. So I think we all know pretty universally, if you're listening to some music that you enjoy, it makes us feel good. It gets in, the rhythm gets into our bones and we start dancing uncontrollably.
Yep. It's the electro bone current method.
I'm glad you brought that up, because that's the first thing. I'm just kidding.
Like when you used to get those toothbrushes.
Those toothbrushes?
Well, you don't just brush one, Nick. So you get your teeth brush.
Okay.
And you bite down on it and it plays Kiss in your brain. Remember those?
Oh, I remember those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those were weird.
But only played Kiss for some reason.
It was like one song.
Yeah.
Yeah, those were weird. There was an episode of Tom and Jerry where there's like a kangaroo or something. I don't remember what it was, but you start playing music and it just like starts dancing.
Oh, yeah, I remember him.
Yeah, it's a good episode of Tom and Jerry. Pretty much any episode of Tom and Jerry that was made before the 60s is good. After that, they're pretty much garbage.
Oh, okay. So
there's a little bit of Tom and Jerry history for you.
Thanks.
Didn't know you were going to get that today, did you?
Let me tuck that away in my pocket.
So, I mean, for the most part, if we're listening to something we enjoy, it makes us feel good. Or if it's used, like, in a movie, it can move us to tears if it's used effectively. But what we want to know is whether that has anything to do with our brain waves at all.
Mm-hmm.
And what if music had the power to put thoughts in our head?
Ooh, I like this a lot.
Like, it controls our brain waves, so it can put thoughts in our heads. What if someone was slowly turning us into sleeper agents using radio? That's not the case.
Well, you're going to put all the subliminal message stuff in there, right?
Yeah, it was a bunch of backwards talk and stuff.
Yeah.
No, none of that's true. The short answer is yes, music does affect our brain waves, but it's not at the level where it's going to be like, I can make this person go kill the... What's the thing in Zoolander?
Prime Minister of Malaysia?
Is it Malaysia? I can't remember what country it's supposed to be, but it's not going to be like Relax from Zoolander. In our brains, there are four main types of brain waves, and we're going to come back to these, so hold on to this.
Okay.
This is what you actually need to hold on to and stick in your pocket for later.
Okay.
There's alpha waves, beta waves, theta waves, and delta waves.
Yeah.
It's like the only one that doesn't fit the whole alpha, beta, delta. It doesn't flow.
It's a really fun fraternity, too, with all those. You show up and it's just like...
Everyone talks like aliens. This when alpha waves, so when we're introduced to sounds or thoughts or whatever, you'll see excitement in these different types of waves. When the alpha waves see more activity in our brains, that means that we are more in a more relaxed state, which is kind of counterintuitive. You would think if your brain's more active, you'd be more active, but when the alpha wave is more active, you're actually more relaxed. When beta waves are more active, we're more awake and alert. We're, it has stuff to do with like the fight or flight reflex and stuff. Theta waves are more active. When they're more active, we're like dozing off or daydreaming or starting to get tired. And then delta waves are most active when we're in our deep sleep, like REM sleep.
Yeah.
So we're not going to usually unlock that in our waking life unless you are like narcoleptic. I don't know.
So I know you're going to get into this, but the whole, like, can I share a little bit about why I picked this?
Yeah.
One day my dad was raking the leaves. And he said, hey, listen to this. And he put some of those little pods in my ears. And he played Dr. Jeffrey Thompson.
Yeah.
Awakened Mind System.
Yeah.
And it was just like really chill, relaxing drone music. Yeah. And then I researched it later and I discovered the Delta Sleep System.
Yeah.
Where it's, he's supposed to actually have delta waves sonically.
Yeah.
Or sounds that make you produce them and put them under the track. Now, I thought that was BS.
Yeah.
I still do. But I've conditioned my mind to the point where I listened to it so much listening while I was falling asleep. That a 30-minute song got more plays than any other song on my iTunes growing up.
Because you would fall asleep to that song?
Yeah, every day. Yeah. Or anytime I got like stressed. And now I'm conditioned, like, I'll listen to it and it'll
be nice. Bring you back there?
Yeah. And we might even be able to put a little spot in there because this is a review, right?
Yeah, sure.
Legally.
No, it's totally not.
Okay, well.
I've lost my train.
I'm sorry.
I remembered I wanted to say when I was a kid, I would go down to my brother's room where he was playing like Call of Duty. And for whatever reason, like all the gunfire would always put me to sleep. I'd like always fall asleep on his bed, just like watching his TV. But anyway, as of right now, you talked about the Delta Wave, New Wave. What is it? I don't know. But I wasn't able to find any studies on like where anything affected our Delta Waves in regards to music. So when you say that he puts delta waves in the music, maybe he does, but I don't think it affects our brains, just based on the studies that I read.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get into those.
Yeah, it's all new agey where they claim that it syncs.
Yeah, well, there is some science to that. So our brain does sync up to some of these brain waves, but we'll get there. I got some more stuff to talk about.
Okay.
Because all of the studies that I found pertain to alpha and beta waves. There's nothing on theta or delta. So we'll focus on those. Alpha waves, they do help us stay focused. And when they're more active, more serotonin is released. Do you know what serotonin is?
Yeah.
Go for it.
It makes
your brain... Here comes the dumb pun. No. Serotonin is important because if you have low serotonin, you can suffer from depression. So increasing serotonin can stabilize your mood. So there's a little bit of science to listening to music increasing your mood, which is really fascinating. Like, it's not just like, hey, I like this. It's making me feel good. Like, your body has a physiological reaction to it, which is super neat to me. The other thing, interesting thing about serotonin is that it's found in blood platelets. So when you get like a laceration on your skin,
you're like, give me death cap for cutie. Ouch. Ouch.
Well, yeah. So when there's more serotonin, it can help your wounds heal faster.
Yeah.
You like turn into Wolverine over here.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And it's not that fast. But serotonin, when it's released, you get more blood platelets. So beta waves will help your concentration. But like I said before, it's more toward the fight or flight end of things. It's not like I need to focus on this task, so I'm concentrating it. That's when you need alpha waves. It makes you more alert and active. It's not going to help you like learn or memorize something or focus on a task. Since the 1800s, there's been like countless studies on how music and sounds affect our brains. And it wasn't until the EEG machine, the electronic
good machine.
Good machine.
Yeah. That's popular with the kids these days, especially in the podcasting world. If you say good twice, I don't know what they're referring to.
Good. That'll get us the SEO we were looking for. But once we got the EEG machine, they would hook up all these electrodes to your head and they can look at your brain waves. So they just play some music for you and there you've got some results on the old electronic good machine.
Mm-hmm.
What do we call it? Whatever, it doesn't matter. We're lying anyway. So I came across a lot of articles that were just BS.
Yeah.
I came across one that, like, it looked really good. It had a lot of good information. A lot of things were linked as I was scrolling through. I was like, oh, they've got sources. And then I went back up to the top, and I started hovering all over all these links, and they started linking back to the same website, to their own articles. So I'm like, you're not claiming any sources here. And then I got down toward the bottom, and one of the links went to an article on how to
increase your testosterone levels.
They're trying this one weird trick. It's actually Alex Jones. He's selling his pills. Look at this picture before and after. He's just a little bit more red. just go look up Alex Jones, people, if you don't know what I'm talking about. But they had one article that just, I had to throw this in, out the window entirely, because they said, like, this is how to unlock your third eye and increase the usage of your pineal gland using music, which, as we all know from beyond, that's how you see into other dimensions.
Yeah.
Like, that's where the pineal, like, everyone that says you have third eye points to the pineal gland. That's bunk.
So, yeah, that would be a fun thing to explain, to explore, is why do people think we have a third eye?
Yeah, next week. No, just kidding. Next week, actually, let's just advertise this now. We're having Jacori and Arthur on again.
Yeah, yep.
So join us for that. They're always fun to have on the show, so... So I say all that because this was actually kind of hard to research because a lot of it was hippy-dippy crap.
Mm-hmm.
So what I looked for was a few studies that corroborated each other. Luckily, I found some.
Hey, could you do me a favor? Yeah. If you're going to throw hippie articles in the garbage, can you at least compost them next time?
That's a good point. Thanks. Next time.
Appreciate it.
This one's staying in the trash. I'm not digging through that.
Okay.
All right. So let's get into some science. So as I said before, music makes us feel good. But what some scientists noticed was that no matter what type, what genre of music you're listening to, it could be an orchestral score, it could have words, it could have no words, it could be trap music, it could be death metal, it doesn't matter. Everyone would become more focused when listening to it. Or not everyone.
Post-ambient grindcore?
Yeah.
Mm.
It didn't matter. Like, as long as the person enjoyed it, they would become more focused. So they wanted to find out. So I'm going to turn to you. Why are people more focused when they listen to death metal?
Why you put me on the spot, dude?
Orchestral Jeez. Scores.
I don't know. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know, because you're the music man.
I'll tell you why, actually. Yeah. My theory on it.
Yeah.
I think that heavy music is relaxing as well.
Yeah.
And I think it's just the way that it's recorded that if you ever look at the waveforms, mm-hmm. it's just completely maxed out, because it's like you have to compete with the other bands and it has to be maxed. And the way that it's mixed, I feel like a lot of the treble, like the cymbals and the guitar tones sound like white noise.
Maybe.
So it's like a shh.
I think you're wrong.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So here's what we found out. I just thought I'd pass it to you because you know music and stuff.
Yeah.
You were wrong, so I guess we'll try next time. What we found out is that if we prefer a certain genre of music or find ourselves enjoying whatever the song is, we do see increased activity in our alpha waves, which means that we're more relaxed. And even if we didn't enjoy the music, there still was a little bit of activity on the alpha waves. It just wasn't a significant change.
You hear that? And you could probably feel that from hearing two of your favorite co-hosts probably. Talk to each other too, right?
That's a different thing that I'll get to because that has to do with how our brains become in sync with sound.
Okay.
So
just make people listen to this, whether they like it or not.
Yeah, just strap them down, Clockwork Orange style.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to hold their eyes open. Hold their ears open so they don't try to blink or anything.
Yeah.
Their ears.
When they try to close their ears independently, first call the police and then hold them open.
Yeah. Call the FBI. So the point with that is that if we prefer music, doesn't matter what it is, if we're enjoying it, we see increased activity with our alpha waves, increasing our relaxation.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of nuts. And if you don't enjoy it, you don't have as much of a reaction. Unsurprisingly, with a higher tempo, we see more active beta waves. Well, unsurprising that because beta waves make you more active and alert.
Mm-hmm.
Tempo makes you feel a little bit more anxious or want to punch somebody. I don't know. I haven't listened to anything with a high tempo in a long time, so I don't know what that feels like.
What?
I don't know. So what I'm trying to say is that a higher tempo increases our beta wave activity. And for that, it didn't matter what our preference on the music was. So if we did enjoy it or we didn't enjoy it, as long as it had a high tempo, we felt more active and alert and concentrated on fighting or flighting. That's where I was going with punching.
Yeah,
someone.
That's... No, I knew that already. Because I get this magazine mm-hmm. in the mail. It's the Alpha magazine.
Zoo Books? Oh.
No, it's okay. It's Alpha Mail, actually. Yeah. So...
I wouldn't know because I only get the beta mail.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, man, I just... never mind. So this is all great and stuff. So we know that the answer to our question is yes, like I said up top. Music does control our brain waves.
With science.
With science, but why does it control our brain waves? So our best guess, this is our brain, we don't exactly know. Our best guess right now is that
large corporations donate to music,
mm-hmm.
and they want you to buy oil.
Yes. Start a war in Syria. Okay, mm-hmm. I don't want to talk about that. So the best guess right now is that our brains start to synchronize with the music. Beta waves will easily synchronize with the tempo. Alpha waves, I guess, synchronize if you enjoy them more. I don't know if that's maybe what it is. But the reason they think this is because our brain already synchronizes, our brain waves already synchronize to speech patterns. So the way that we are able to figure out syllables and word, individual words and sentences and stuff,
yeah,
is because our brain waves are becoming in sync with that rhythm of speech.
So what? If yeah. I end everything? Like a question?
Yeah.
Does it confuse your brain?
Maybe that's why people don't like the... Like, they get put off when people end everything with a question. Like, that type of thing. Or maybe that's why people don't like vocal fry. I don't know.
Well...
Like, maybe there's some science to this.
There could be. And there are probably jerks, too.
Well, they are jerks. But, I'm just saying. Like, maybe it's just, like, their brain isn't getting in sync with it.
Yeah.
Who knows? Or maybe it's just a preference thing. But I thought that was really cool to learn that, like, as we're hearing words, our brain becomes in sync with these syllables so that we can follow along.
Oof, but you didn't rhyme, so I can't...
Have you ever heard of binaural beats?
Yeah.
I think this is a good time to bring it up. Because people talk about synchronization with binaural beats a lot. And can you explain what binaural beats are to our audience?
Nope.
You can't? It's really weird, and I would maybe play one on here, but you have to have headphones. So what I would suggest to our audience is if you're curious, go get some headphones, go to YouTube and type in binaural beats or something. And what it does is it plays a certain frequency of a flat tone in one ear and then a slightly different frequency of that same tone in the other ear. And since they're different wavelengths, it creates this, it's an auditory illusion. So it's like an optical illusion, but for your ears, where you hear a beat that's not actually there. So if they're like really close, you might hear a really fast beat, like do 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 do. Or if it's like kind of far apart, it'd be like do 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 do.
Yeah.
It's weird stuff. And when these first came out, I remember when like these became huge on the internet like 10 years ago, like the news cycle and all these parents thought that they were auditory drugs. Like they thought their kids were getting high off this stuff. I'm not joking. Like, this is a real thing. Go look, like, go on YouTube or something, look up binaural drugs news report or something.
Damn. Illegal downloads.
Yeah. Yeah.
Log into Napster and get yourself some of that bum, 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 bum.
Yeah. This was after Napster, believe it or not.
LimeWire?
Maybe closer to LimeWire.
Okay.
Definitely after Kazam.
Yeah.
Jeez. Poor kids won't know what that is.
Quick, we gotta be relevant. Reddit
and Daily Motion.
Yep.
And Live Journal.
BuzzFeed.
Buzz Journal.
Yep.
So the claims, I mean, there's more claims than just that you can get high. There's also claims that it could heal you, like not just like make your wounds heal faster, but
like you're holding a button in a video game.
What?
Like you're holding a button in a video game and watching your health meter go up.
Yeah. It could help you sleep, increase your IQ, help you become more creative. The list goes on and on.
Yeah. Some say it can increase your IQ so much to know that it doesn't increase your IQ.
Yeah. That's what happened to me. try to make sense of that. Basically, it's an auditory panacea is what people were peddling it as. And interestingly enough, even though it's pretty recent, they were discovered back in the 1800s. And so studies have been done on them, which is good. Most of the time when something blows up 10 years ago, we don't have any science on it. They've tested everything. They've tested to see if it helps our memory, our mood, anxiety, healing properties, mm-hmm. or if it helps our attention span, like all the claims.
Yeah.
Let's tackle all of those.
The control group was also given LSD, so
yeah.
A little skewed, but
this is like totally random and I am sorry, but I just learned today, my brother was listening to Stuff They Don't Want You to Know on Titanic conspiracies.
Uh-oh.
And someone that, like James Cameron, when he was making the Titanic movie, they were like down in a sub underwater and someone laced like porridge or something. Oh, chowder. They laced chowder with LSD and the entire crew got high off of it. And like an assistant director stabbed James Cameron in the face with a pencil.
No.
Yeah. They're like trying to sabotage the project.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? That's not even related.
What a terrible time to trip out to the bottom of the ocean.
I know. Like, anyway, The entire Titanic was insurance fraud. So the only conclusive thing that we found is that binaural beats seem to reduce anxiety. And like study after study, consistently binaural beats reduce anxiety. And we don't know why. Again, our best guess is that our brain becomes in sync with these beats. And if it boosts our alpha waves, causes us to relax more, we're going to be less anxious. So that's okay. Our best guess on that.
So maybe Dr. Jeffrey Thompson's onto something.
He might be onto something, but I don't know about the delta waves. That concerns me a little bit.
Yeah.
I'll get to him some other day. Binaural beats certainly don't get you high. That's also conclusive.
Bummer.
I know.
I was trying to help you guys out with a free buzz.
Not that lucky. Really fast. There's a few other things like chemical releases with music. As I said before, serotonin gets released. It's a neurotransmitter. It also shouldn't come as any surprise. We've talked about dopamine before. Remember what dopamine is?
Yep, it's dope and it's mean.
Like Kanye West, or what did you say back then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not dope anymore,
yeah,
unfortunately.
He never was, let's be honest.
I don't know. For 5 minutes there. But that true. Album with the bear on it, that was good.
Oh, yeah. That was cool art. That's all I care about. Anyway, so when you're listening to music, dopamine gets released because that helps the reward center of your brain. So as you're listening to music that you enjoy, your brain wants more of it. So it gives you the reward hormone. And when you're doing that, it reduces your stress levels, makes you feel better. I just wanted to bring that up to say that there's also science that music relieves stress. So next time you're feeling anxious, listen to something you enjoy with a slow tempo.
Or something that you don't, apparently, for some alphas.
That doesn't help as much. It does have some activity, but that's all I got on the humans, because humans are awesome. But there are other things in this world that music does affect.
Okay.
Like plants.
What?
Yeah, dude. So I came across this like as I was typing into Google. Like the first thing I typed was, how does music affect? And then I was going to type your brain waves. But then it was like, your brain, your body, plants, animals. And I was like, oh, this sounds interesting. So you might be surprised to learn that music affects plants, not just like it affects humans. So I think I saw this on Mythbusters, and I was like, man, whatever. But there's been studies on whether or not music affects plant growth.
Now, if any of you listen to the Adventure Zone,
you know that.
Please stop.
Go on.
The soundtrack for The Adventure Zone was done by a guy named Mort Garson.
Yeah.
And he wrote an album called Plantasia, which was for plants.
Yeah.
He wrote an album for plants.
Nice.
And it's beautiful. It's really good.
Well,
it's from 1976, and he was a hippie.
that makes total sense. But, dude, I was actually surprised to find out that music does, in fact, promote plant growth. I didn't get any figures on it, but it does help. So one study played music for plants 6 hours a day and then left the other plants in isolation without any noise at all. No noise. And as it turns out, the ones exposed to music grew better. And I saw some articles that said, like, plants exposed to rock music grow less than plants that are exposed to classical music. But in my research, that seems to be completely false, because another study found that plants grew better with music, but they also just, like, played random real-world noises, and they grew just the same. So just sounds in general make plants grow better.
So maybe vibrations.
Exactly. So that's our leading theory on that, is that some plants communicate with vibrations. Some of them, like if they're in danger, they'll release chemicals, like grass will release. That's what you smell when you're mowing your lawn, is the chemical released. That's the grass warning other blades of grass that there's a predator around.
Mm-hmm. The lawnmower. It'll get you, dude.
Yeah. If it's not loud enough grass, if you can't hear it, it's coming for you. But some plants communicate using vibrations, also maybe to say a predator is near, or hey, it's safe to grow. So the leading theory is that when plants are exposed to more sound.
But hold on.
Yeah.
Okay, you know a predator is coming. What's your plan?
Well, some plants will like recede.
Okay.
They'll like, you've seen the classic time lapse of a plant moving away from like fire or whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. So, or a lawnmower that's 500 miles away and they have just enough time.
I didn't say it's practical, but this is what happens within plants. So
dumb plants, dumb idiot plants.
So if you've just got noises that aren't predatory or dangerous to these plants, then they're going to say, hey, it's safe to grow, and they'll start growing more. So that's our leading theory on that.
Okay.
So don't keep your plants in isolation.
Yeah, actually play this for them. It'll teach them something.
Yeah. and we'll get the play out of it, so thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Lastly, I found an article from Mental Floss that had a bunch of facts on how music affects animals.
Yeah, I like those.
Yes. So maybe you can take this home and use it, not like the first one. Actually, yeah, the first one. So I heard this before, that scientists are trying to make music for cats. But it turns out cats don't like human music.
Oh.
Which is weird. Like, I don't know how they, like, I guess they would study the cat's brainwaves and see if there's a reaction.
I'm so curious as to what kind of music they like.
Yeah, I don't know if there's, like, any samples out there, but I know scientists are trying to make cat music. Another fact for you, cows produce 3% more milk when they're listening to relaxing music.
Gross.
So they get relactating music.
I'm just proud that you didn't say music.
Dang it! Ah, I missed it.
No, you.
Okay.
You dodged that one.
That would have been a good opportunity, but whatever. There's also evidence that shows playing classical music for dogs in a kennel might calm them down.
Mm-hmm.
So if it affects their alpha waves, if dogs enjoy classical music, it can calm them down. And lastly, people have trained elephants to play stuff like the harmonica and drums and stuff.
Yeah, which is adorable. I've seen that.
It's super cute. But then you go to the circus and they make the elephant sit and it's like, hey, I can do a human thing. And you're like, that's just stupid.
Yeah. I want to see them like tune a guitar.
Yeah.
You know, they're big, horrible hands.
I want to see them tune a fish. But
what a dad.
That's all I got on how music affects our brains. You want a recap for me?
Yeah, let's do a binaural beat as a recap. Okay, you do the one tone and I'll do the wubbas.
I can't. I don't know how to change the frequency.
Just change. Just do the tone. Okay. Just. You're healed.
That was awful. I'm sorry, people.
We'll auto-tune it.
Nope, we won't. John.
Yeah?
John was just raising his eyebrows at me, everybody, and I'm very uncomfortable. You did not ask for my consent.
No. I did like a double brow. I was like, what's up?
To make it better?
Yeah, I was like, oh, what's up, Raze? It wasn't like a how you doing, Raze.
Oh. Where can people find us?
At StrangerSocialShow.com.
You can also find us on iTunes and leave us a nice review. We'll read it on the air.
Mm-hmm. Or a really mean one. If it's 5 stars, we will read it.
We will still read it.
Mm-hmm.
Swear words and everything.
Yeah. Look up my address and threaten me personally.
Yeah. Sounds great.
You can also go to us on Instagram, Stranger Slow Show.
That's true. You can. If John posts something on there, there's something to look at.
That's factually true.
Is there anywhere else? I can't even remember anymore. Facebook, did we say that?
Sure.
Do that.
Go to there.
I had asked our listeners what they like to listen to when they want to relax. So I was going to go through some of those. Get some listener interaction here. So first of all, what do you listen to when you want to relax?
When I want to relax, if it's not Dr. Jeffrey Thompson, mm-hmm. I listen to Chihi Hatakeyama.
Mm-hmm.
That's C-H-I-H-E-I space H-A-T-E-K-A-Y.
I think you're just saying letters at this point. I listen to... usually Africa, but the cover done by Ninja Sex Party.
Okay.
Not the one by Toto.
It's a nice relaxing cover.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. It is relaxing. So there's really good harmonies in it.
Let me tell you why I like Jihee real quick.
I don't care. I'm just kidding.
So he like records a guitar.
Uh-huh.
And then loops it on a pedal.
Yep.
And then loops it again.
Yep.
And then loops it again.
Yeah.
And then adds like random sounds. And it's like there's no structure. It's mm-hmm. just drones and tones, and mm-hmm. it's beautiful and relaxing.
Yeah.
And he's Japanese, and he's cool.
Yeah.
And I'm going to write music with him one day.
That's weird.
I'm going to email him.
All right, do it.
I will.
Okay, do it.
Right I'm going to do it.
Right now.
He's so relaxing.
So here's what you guys listen to. Some of these might be jokes. I don't really know. But our first one here is from Tim, and I know this one's a joke. He said gospel. He's the least gospel-listened man I know. Also, William put on here death metal. Mm-hmm. Fair enough. I went into the science of why that's okay. Jimmy said electronic. He said there's a good station on SomaFM.com called Groove Salad, and that's what he usually plays when he's editing pictures. My brother Drew said the emotional health playlists on Spotify are...
Three Flames Fire. That's the Max Flames.
Is it?
I don't know. I think you could probably fit another one in there, but that's
who's to
pretty
judge,
hot.
Right? Shelby, my wife, says if I really need to focus on something, I can't listen to anything with words. And I just know from personal experience that's because she'll just start singing it. Like she'll just go off on that. Anyway. What is the Alkaline Trio? Hillary says that she listens to the Alkaline Trio.
What? How do you not know Alkaline Trio?
I'm apparently a heathen. I don't know. What is it?
It's just a like rock band.
Oh, okay.
Vitamin String Quartet I listen to as well, which is amazing.
From Alina?
Yeah.
Hope I said that right. Yeah, I listen to them quite a bit, except for the songs where they have, like, I don't know, there's some songs where they play, like, a violin for the vocals, and it's just, like, a repetitive note.
Yeah.
It's okay when it's a word, but when it's just, like, it's just Morse code at that point. What else is on here?
Jeff trusts his corporate overlords.
Yeah, he's
and
just...
ask Echo, play something to help me focus, is what he says. But Justin's even worse because Justin Vignola says, if I really need to focus, then it's no music, just brown noise. It's simplynoise.com, which must be a paid sponsor of Justin Vignola.
Yeah, he's getting some kickbacks on that. Richard says, depending on what I'm focusing on, if I'm sitting in front of my computer programming, it's probably a Monster Cat Media playlist. So is that like the cat music scientists are working on?
I guess so.
He says if he's at work, he'll listen to something
heavy. I'm distracted. I completely changed my mind about simplynoise.com.
Yeah. What did you learn?
That there are a lot of links and ads.
Yeah. Tamara, I've heard it pronounced both ways, says that study playlist on 8 tracks usually. I like instrumental covers of pop music since it's familiar but not distracting. That's a great idea. Also, non-speaking ASMR videos make a nice background noise.
Yeah.
So I've never tried that, but I have done Bob Ross, but he does talk, so.
Oh, man. I went to yoga the other day, and the lady was just like Bob Ross.
Yeah, she's super calm.
Well, she told me to leave enough of an arch in my back when I was on the floor that maybe, like, a little squirrel could fit under there and run around.
Bob Ross does love his squirrels.
It was amazing.
He always says things like, oh, here's a little tree, a little squirrel might live up in
this
there.
Crazy little fella?
Yeah.
What was his name? What was the squirrel's name?
I don't know.
It was real guy. It was real little fella.
He showed pictures of the squirrels that, like, came to his house every once in a while.
So it pretty much goes on like this.
Yeah, well... let's see if there's anything new on here. I just want to give people ideas. Like Stella says, new age piano music. My go-to would be George Winston or...
Oh my god, you gotta get to the end
or
of hers, though.
The build mode soundtrack of the first Sims, and oh my god, you are so right. Your comparison to that is the Roller Coaster Tycoon soundtrack.
And, ironically enough, you caught me in a time in my life where I transitioned from the Sims to Roller Coaster Tycoon.
Yeah.
Both of them are amazing.
Yeah.
Because it's like a time in your life where you're only playing The Sims when you don't have something more important to do, and it's you're building, so there's no stress in that.
Yeah.
And it's just like...
Well, then, you're right. It's got, like, this chill mentality to it, especially if you put in the Motherlode cheat and then, like, exclamation
Rosebud.
Point.
Rosebud.
Well, it was either Rosebud or Motherlode, and then you could do exclamation point semicolon.
Yep.
And copy and paste that over and over.
Yep.
So you have infinite money, and then you can just do whatever.
Yeah, and you're just chill as hell. So it's got the triple threat. It's got nostalgia.
Uh-huh.
It's already chill piano music.
Low stakes.
And it's, it's a time where you, like, had nothing better to do in your life in that moment.
Yeah. So nothing anyone can say can top the build mode soundtrack to this.
Yeah,
so.
That's the ultimate
yeah
relaxation.
Absolutely. So I'm still Nick.
I'm still John.
And this is Stranger Still.